张老师是各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
感谢神的恩典，我们今天能够在进入安息的晚上，然后来到会堂来敬拜神。
By the grace of God, we can all gather before God to observe the Holy Sabbath.
那感谢神，今天我们晚上有一场见证会。
We thank God we have a testimony session for tonight.
那见证的是就是王一芬姐妹。
Sister Elena Wang will be testifying.
然后她的先生是丁焕生弟兄。
And Brother Ding, Kevin Ding is her husband.
那我相信还很多人对他们比较陌生一点。
I'm sure a lot of people are not too familiar with them.
他曾经在我们二湾教会过。
But they had been coming to Irvine Church in the past.
就是在02年的时候。
And this was back in 2002.
然后之后就回台湾。
After which they went back to Taiwan.
然后他们是在99年在 Bowen Park 教会受洗。
They were baptized in Bowen Park in 1999.
那相信已经在这十年当中，我相信应该他们在台湾也是有很多不同的见证。
In the past over 10 years, I'm sure they've also had many testimonies back in Taiwan.
那我们今天晚上就能够利用这个时间，然后请王姐妹来为我们做见证。
So tonight I would like to invite Sister Wang to testify for us.
那我们现在先请王姐妹。
大家低头默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
感谢主，阿们。奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
感谢慈爱的主耶稣，他赐给我及我的家人很奇妙又美好的恩典。
I thank the merciful Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, who has granted myself and my family many wonderful testimonies.
人生在世难免会遇到困难、病痛，还有心中的苦楚。
In this lifetime, we will inevitably encounter sufferings and difficulties.
大家都知道，十年前我跟我先生离开台湾，就我们两个。
You know, as you know, 10 years ago, when myself and my husband left Taiwan, it was just the two of us.
我一直没有办法生育。
And I could not give birth. I could not conceive. Excuse me.
然后。人生当中除了心中的这个苦楚，还有一些病痛。
Besides this thing that's been bothering me, there were also other illnesses.
还有困难。
And other difficulties.
但是透过祷告。
But after prayer.
求告我们的主耶稣。
By praying to Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣就把我们心中的痛苦。
The Lord would take away the burden in our heart.
把它拿开。
And remove them.
将我们心中的苦楚变作喜乐。
And in place of those sufferings, he will give us joy.
把我们的困难，我们的困难也获得解决。
And resolve all of our difficulties.
我今天要做三个见证。
Tonight I'd like to share with you 3 testimonies.
第一个见证就是我跟我婆婆之间的一些事情。
First is some matters between myself and my mother-in-law.
很感谢神在这里跟大家讲，我的婆婆在今年的2013年的4月27号，她受洗了。
And I'd like to share with you this good news that my mother-in-law was baptized this year, March 24th.
经过14年的祷告。
After 14 years of prayers.
主耶稣垂听了，也帮助了。
Lord Jesus Christ heard our prayer and answered it.
更感谢神，在上个礼拜二我们要来美国之前，他得到圣灵。
And what's even more thankful is last Tuesday, right before we left Taiwan, she received the Holy Spirit.
首先要见证就是说，我婆婆要其实她要受洗是非常应该说是不可能的事情。
First of all, I'd like to declare that it's next to impossible for my mother-in-law to be baptized.
我婆婆今年75岁。
My mother-in-law is 75 years old this year.
大家都知道，传统的台湾的婆婆就是一定要媳妇儿子要拜祖先。
As you know, the traditional parents in Taiwan all grew up with the notion that their young ones will worship the ancestors.
当我们受洗的时候，我婆婆她知道说我把她的儿子带来受洗，她对我很生气。
And my mother-in-law was very upset with me because she found out that I brought her son to be baptized.
十年前我们回台湾，他常常跟我们讲的话是这样的。
10 years ago, when we returned to Taiwan, this is what she often reminds me.
她说，我没有你们这，我没有你，你跟我儿子，跟我先生说没有你这个儿子。
She said, I've disowned you as my son.
因为我死了，你不能拜我。
Because after I die, you won't be able to worship me.
现在只剩下你哥哥而已，我留你哥哥就好了，没有你们没有关系。
And now the only son I have is your older brother. It's okay if I don't have you.
当时候我的处境非常的，可以说是心中就是非常的难过。
We were in a situation where I was feeling very sad.
我只能做的就是祷告主耶稣。
The only thing I could do was to pray to Lord Jesus.
而且呢，我要告诉他说。我想跟他传福音是不可能的。
And I told my husband that it's next to impossible to preach to my mother-in-law.
因为他不跟我讲话。
Because she refuses to talk to me.
然后，有感谢神，就是透过祷告当中，主耶稣为我们开了一条路。
Thank God because through the prayers, Lord opened up a path for us.
我女儿很疼，我婆婆非常疼我女儿。
My mother-in-law really loves my daughter.
我们就请我女儿去跟她的奶奶传福音。
So we ask our daughter to preach the gospel to the mother-in-law.
虽然这样子，可是呢，她还是只是笑笑的接受。
In spite of this, she just smiled and accepted.
然后在那。在大概我们回台湾的大概一年多的时候
So about 1 year after we went back to Taiwan
有一天我要带着我女因为我的母亲去世
And because my mother passed away and I brought my daughter
我要回娘家祭拜我的妈妈
I was going back to my home to pay my respect
我带着我女儿一起一束鲜花
And I also bought a bouquet of flower with my daughter
我跟我妈妈说我要回娘家去祭拜我母亲。
I told my mother-in-law that I'm going back to my home to pay my respect to my deceased mother.
我婆婆很惊讶地问我。
My mother-in-law was very surprised and asked me.
你们基督徒可以祭拜祖先吗？
How can Christians pay respect to the ancestors?
我终于有机会跟她解释。
So finally, I was given this opportunity to explain myself.
我跟我婆婆说。其实我们基督徒是用追思的方式来祭拜我们的家去世的家人。
That as Christians, we remember our loved ones by attending the memorial service.
我们虽然不会去跪，也不会去拜，可是呢，我们会把会告诉我们的下一代，我的父母他的以前的一些事迹，告诉我们的。下一代。
Even though we will not kneel down to them or worship them, but we will tell our next generation how our parents have loved us.
又过了三个月。
Another 3 months down the road.
是清明扫墓节。
It was the time for people to sweep the graveyards.
我跟我婆婆说我要去扫墓。
So I told my mother-in-law that I was going back to sweep the tomb.
然后她。很惊讶说你们基督徒可以扫墓哦。
And she was very taken aback and said, can Christians go sweep the tomb?
我跟她说我们除了不跪好我们也是亲人离世之后我们也会把他埋葬我们也是可以去为我们的死去的亲人为他扫墓。
So I explained to her that even though we don't kneel down to them, but we can go and sweep the grave and to show our respect.
在她心中的一些就是对我们的基督徒的疑问，他慢慢的就了解了。
So a lot of questions and misunderstandings she previously had were slowly dissolved.
因为在很我想很多人都知道说，老一辈的人呢都认为说基督徒只要家里有基督徒，就是死掉了之后就是没有人去哭他或者是为他埋葬，其实这就是一种误解。
There's a misunderstanding or hearsay amongst the Chinese population, saying that if you're a Christian, then after you die, no one's going to bury you or show you any respect.
虽然说我婆婆她不跟我讲话，然后她有时候也会刁难我。
So even though my mother-in-law refused to talk to me and would also give me some hard times,
我心中就是一直跟神祷告，求主耶稣能够为我开一条路。
I just kept praying to Lord Jesus that He would open up a path for me.
我按照圣经告诉我的，就是要忍耐，要孝顺他。
And according to the biblical teaching, I just need to be patient and endure to love her.
那其实有大家都知道，婆媳之间真的的问题是有时候是不是一般人所能，就是那种问题呢，我们做晚辈的呢，有时候就真的只能忍耐。
As you know, the relationship amongst the in-laws, as a younger generation, you just need to endure and just to submit.
那有一次呢，发生一件小事情，其实应该是很小的事情。
And once there was a very trivial matter that took place.
我婆婆又开始要为难我。
And my mother-in-law was going to give me a hard time again.
那一次我没有忍住。
And unfortunately, that time I couldn't hold down my temper.
我爆发。
And I exploded.
然后我婆婆就很生气，说我怎么那么不孝顺。
And my mother-in-law got really upset and said, "How can you be so dishonorable?"
然后她就认为说，基督徒就是这样子。
And she said, "Oh, you Christians are all like this. Is how you are."
我心里听得很难过。
And I felt really bad inside.
因为我知道主耶稣他是天上的神，他是慈爱，是帮助我们的神。
Because I know that Lord Jesus Christ is a merciful heavenly God.
而且因为我跟他起了冲突，所以呢，我以后根本就不要再想传福音给他。
And because of this conflict, and I just didn't have the heart to preach the gospel to her anymore.
我没有荣耀神。
I did not honor God.
我知道我错了。
And I knew that I was in the wrong.
我跟主耶稣祷告认错。
And I prayed to Lord Jesus and repented of my wrong.
我跟主耶稣说。
And I told Lord Jesus,
我说主耶稣，对不起，我没有忍耐，我让你的名受到了损，那个没有荣耀你的名。
Lord Jesus, I'm sorry, I did not hold down my temper and I did not honor your name.
主耶稣，你是全能的神。
Lord Jesus, you are the Almighty God.
今天我把我跟婆婆之间感情打碎了。
Now that I have smashed this relationship between myself and my mother-in-law.
可是只要你愿意，我们又可以。都可以好起来。
But as long as God is willing, you can restore and reconcile us.
求你帮助我。
Please help me.
赐给我力量，不要再跟我婆婆起冲突。
Please give me the strength so that I would no longer encounter any kind of conflict with her.
我很软弱，我需要你给我力量。
I'm very weak. I need the strength from you.
从那次以后。
From that time forward.
我心中立了一个志愿。
I set a goal for myself.
我要加倍的孝顺她。
That I'm going to pay more respect to her.
比他儿子还要孝顺他。
And be even more filial than her own son.
慢慢慢慢的，我婆婆看到我的改变。
And gradually, my mother-in-law saw the transformation in me.
更感谢神，也给我们给我婆婆一些给我们一些机会。
And thank God, He provided some opportunities for us.
在2008年的时候。
In year 2008.
我婆婆，我公公。我婆婆跟她的同学，要到大陆去自由，就是自助旅行。
My mother-in-law along with her classmates were going to China for a trip.
我婆婆在大陆的时候突然中风。
While she was in China, she suffered a stroke.
那在他们去旅游之前呢，我跟我先生一直很担心，因为他们总共加起来大概才三个老人家要去旅游，我们一直很担心。
And before they left for the trip, both my husband and I were very worried because they were just three elderly people.
我跟我先生一直跟我婆婆说，妈妈，如果你去大陆，如果有遇到什么困难，你一定要念哈利路亚，哈利路亚，主耶稣一定会帮助你。
So my husband and I reminded the mother-in-law that when you're in China, if you run into any kind of problem, just keep saying hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord Jesus will help you.
那我公公真的在大陆的时候真的中风就昏倒了。 我公公在大陆的时候就昏倒。
Excuse me. So my father-in-law suffered a stroke while he was in China.
那时候他那个我公昏倒只有两个，就我婆婆跟他的那个同学在那边。
So it was just my father-in-law and his two classmates.
那他我公公不是住在他那个同我呃我公公不是住在我婆婆家的呃同学家的家里，他在山上，在呃浙江的山上。
And so they were living in a mountain area.
所以救护车很久才到。
And the ambulance took a while to get there.
那事后时候我婆婆跟我说，在那个时候呢，都没有人，医生也没有办法赶过来，那他也不晓得该怎么样。他告诉我们说，他那时候就想到就是要念哈利路亚。
My mother-in-law told me that because the doctor wasn't there and no one could give a timely help, the only thing she knew what to do was to cry out in hallelujah.
那我公公在大陆大概待了大概将近一个月才回来台湾。
And my father-in-law stayed in China for about a month before he returned to Taiwan.
然后我公公回来台湾的一切都恢复身体状况都还不错。
After he came back to Taiwan, his health was restored.
那在2009年的时候呢，我公公在家里又第二次中风。
In 2009, my father-in-law suffered the second stroke at home.
那我在家里接到电话。
And I was at home and I received this news through the phone call.
我婆婆在救护车上面。
My mother-in-law was in the ambulance.
电话的那一头，我婆婆一直在哭。
And I could hear she's sobbing away.
她说爸爸不行了，爸爸快要走了。
And she said, Papa is he's at the end of his rope. He's about to go.
我跟我婆婆说，妈妈你不要担心，你赶快念哈利路亚，你求主耶稣救爸爸，赶快念哈利路亚。
So I told her, Mama, don't worry, just keep saying hallelujah and ask Lord Jesus to save her.
她说好。
And she said, okay.
然后一挂完电话。
So after that, we hung up the phone.
我就禁食祷告。
I made a fasting prayer.
我跟主耶稣说。
I told Lord Jesus.
我说主耶稣，我公公还没受洗，他灵魂还没得救，你不可以带他走。
So, Lord Jesus, you cannot take away my father-in-law. He hasn't been baptized. He can't go.
人的生命是掌握在你手上的。
And our human lives are in your hands.
求求你救救我公公。
Please save my father-in-law.
那很感谢神。
Thank God.
我公公在加护病房大概待了一个礼拜。
My father-in-law was in the ICU for about a week.
大概住到三天的第二天、第三天的时候。
By the second or third day.
护士跟我们说。
The nurse told us.
他说像你爸爸这种状况啊，根本就不可能好这么快，可是他恢复的状况非常好。
She said, patients who are in a condition like your father could not possibly recover so quickly, but amazingly, he's recovering so well.
因为我公公一直在昏迷当中。
Because my father-in-law was in a coma.
感谢神，他大概两三天他就醒过来了，越来越好。
Thank God, in two, three days, he awoke and he became better and better.
他出院的时候是要坐着轮椅。
And when he left the hospital, he was in a wheelchair.
那当然我们有主耶稣，我们就每天为我的公公祷告。
Because we have Lord Jesus, we can turn to, so we will pray for the father-in-law every day.
感谢神，我公公呢，大概过了大概三个多月之后，他就不需要坐轮椅了。
Thank God, because three months after he was discharged, he no longer had to be wheelchair bound.
然后大概在将近一年多以前。
So about a year ago.
2011年。
In 2011.
就是我婆婆的妈妈，她94岁。
My mother-in-law's mother, who was 94 years old at the time.
她住进了那个安养院。
She went to the hospice.
然后我婆婆她很孝顺。
My mother-in-law is very filial.
她一直很担心她的她的妈妈的身体状况。
She's very concerned about her mother's health.
那我跟我先生我们就一直传福音给我婆婆，跟我婆婆说，那个奶奶要受洗之后灵魂得救，可以进天国。
So my husband and I kept preaching to my mother-in-law, saying that our grandma needs to be baptized so she can go to heaven.
我们常常这样跟她说。
And we kept preaching to her in this way.
大概在将近半年以上。
This has been over half a year.
她说好。 她说要让她妈妈受洗。
She agreed to let her mother be baptized.
可是呢，她的兄弟姐妹反对。
But her her siblings were against it.
我婆婆呢，她是客家人。
My mother-in-law is a Hakai.
我婆婆她自己的妹妹嫁给基督徒的时候。
And when her sister was married into a Christian family,
他们全家人都没有出席她的婚礼。
None of the family members went to attend her wedding.
因为他们家人很讨厌基督徒。
Because her whole family detested Christians.
所以我婆婆就跟我说，她的兄弟姐妹都反对。
So she told me that all of her siblings were against the idea.
然后大概在2011年的十一月时候，她的妈妈离世。
About October or November 2011, her mother passed away.
她非常非常的难过。
She was very sad.
之前经历两次我公公的中风。
And previously, she had gone through the two experiences of her husband being in stroke.
然后接着又是她的妈妈离世。
And followed by her mother passing away.
她的精神状况越来越不好。
So her emotional state became worsened.
然后在去年的九月的时候。
So about the last year's September.
我的婆婆前面开始掉头发。
My mother-in-law began to lose her hair from her forehead.
我婆婆是跟我公公都是公务人员。
And my mother-in-law and father-in-law are both government workers. 他们
生活是生活都衣食无缺。
And they don't like anything in their life.
然后他们家有一个佣人。
They also have a servant.
可是当他掉头发的时候呢，他非常非常的焦虑不安。
When her hair began to fall, she became rather anxious.
因为她很重视她的外表。
Because she really cared a lot about her appearance.
她开始晚上睡不着觉。
She began to have sleepless nights.
一天有24小时，她睡不到2个小时。
So she could probably sleep 2 hours out of 24.
她说她只要醒了，就是在想她的头发。
Because she says whenever she's awake, the only thing that occupied her mind was her hair.
她越是这样想，她的焦虑就更严重。
So the more she thought about her hair, the more anxious she became.
她慢慢得有点像忧郁症跟躁郁症。
So gradually she came down with some anxiety attacks.
那我有带她去台大医院。
I brought her to 台大 hospital.
医生是说她这个就是焦虑。然后压力太大才会造成的。
So the doctor said diagnosed her as having too much anxiety and worries.
可是她常常我们安慰她都没用。
But despite our consoling and comfort, it was useless.
她说是我掉头发，又不是你们掉头发，你不了解我心中的痛苦。
And she said because I'm the one who's losing my hair, it's not you guys, so you can't possibly understand how I feel.
那我们就跟他说，主耶稣知道你的痛苦。
So we told her that Lord Jesus Christ knows how you feel.
妈妈，你要祷告。
Mom, please pray.
主耶稣一定会帮助你的。
And Lord Jesus will definitely help you.
然后这个时候呢，我先生就开始写经文，把圣经上一些能鼓励他、安慰他的经文写成一个大概200多字的经文，挂在他们家的墙壁上。
So my husband began to write the biblical scriptures, over 200 scriptures, and posting on the walls in the home.
像比如说，将一切忧虑卸给神。
For instance.
或是说，这一类的安慰他的经文，就把那个我先生把它写上来，要我婆婆去看。
So my husband would write down comforting Bible verses for my mother to read.
那刚开始有用。
And in the beginning, it was effective.
大概一个阵子又她又开始很焦虑，又好像又没办法了。
But a while later, her anxiety attack, she became more panic.
那我们还是鼓励她要祷告。
We continue to encourage her to pray.
那她后来就说，祷告有用吗？她就一直这样，没办法去信靠神。
And she will respond by saying, "What use is there in prayer?" So she cannot fully trust in God.
那当然，我们一定会为她祷告。
So naturally, we still pray for her.
那很感谢神。
And thank God deeply.
她的头发呢开始在长。
Her hair began to grow back.
然后那 可是呢，我婆婆她我们看到她头发在长，她说没有。
And but she refused to accept that her hair was growing back.
她已经她的那个心情压力，那个焦虑已经越来越严重。
Her anxiety attack is growing intense.
她晚上几乎没办法睡觉。
And she practically could not sleep at night.
那今年的二月。
In February of this year.
她的四肢、手脚还有嘴巴就开始不住的颤抖。
All of her limbs, the arms and legs, as well as her lips, began to tremble uncontrollably.
她说她四肢无力，没办法走路。
And she told us that she feels powerless and cannot walk.
我们一样带她去看医生。
We brought her to see a doctor.
然后一直大概看了两个医生以后。
After two doctors.
有一个医生说我婆婆得了巴金森症。
And so a doctor diagnosed her as having Parkinson's disease.
那巴金森症有五期。
There are five stages of Parkinson's disease.
我婆婆是介于第二跟第三，比较靠近第三的那一期。
So she was on stage two, more approaching stage three.
那我们都知道，那个巴金森症到后来就是全身没办法动。
We know that the Parkinson patients at the terminal stages will become totally immobile.
整个肌肉就是会萎缩。
Because all the muscles were atrophied.
他听到这个，其实我们家里人听到这个都很难过。
And when we heard this news, we were very sad.
我们问医生，告诉我们说，帕金森症是没有药医的。
The doctor told us that there is no cure or medication for Parkinson's disease.
只能吃药，然后延缓。
The only way is you can take medication to delay the onset.
那我跟我先知道，我们有神啊，我们有伟大全能的神。
But my husband and I know that we have God we can trust upon. He is almighty and powerful.
我们就为他祷告，也请教会的帮他祷告。
So we pray for her and ask the church members to also pray.
那我婆婆在受洗之前是已经病到极点了。
Before she was baptized, she was to a very severe point of disease.
她常跟我们说她快要死掉了。
She often tells us that she's about to die.
她开始要交代遗言。
And she was giving her final wills.
她怎么严重呢？
How serious was her?
她整个身体躺下去就没办法，连坐都不行。她只要一坐起来，她头就昏，她没办法那个坐起来。
She couldn't even sit up straight because the moment she does, her head aches.
一个礼拜要叫两次救护车。
And we have to call the ambulance twice every week.
然后一次。叫一次救护车进去就要住两天。
And each time she goes to the hospital, she stays for 2 days.
她的精神状况，她的气色非常糟。
Her emotional state and her facial expression all look awful.
她吃不下。
She had no appetite.
然后她刚开始就是，她也睡不着。
And she can fall asleep.
然后这时候呢，我们就告诉她，妈妈你要去天国，你一定要受洗。
This time we told her, Mom, if you want to go to heaven, you need to be baptized.
然后有一天她跟我说，
One day she told me,
她说我快要不行了， 我要是走了我就要去天国。
I'm about to die. I want to go to heaven.
我跟她说，妈妈你还没有办完手续，不行。
I told her, No, you haven't finished the process. You can't go.
妈妈你去医院，你不能说去看医生你就去看医生啊，你要挂号啊。
So I explained to her, when you go to a hospital and you want to see a doctor, you can't just do that. You have to register first.
妈妈，你受洗就是一种像是挂号一样，所以你要进天国，你要先受洗。
And so if you want to go to heaven, you also have to go through the proper procedure. You need to register yourself. You need to get baptized. It's like registering yourself.
今年的2013年的4月22号是松山教会的。布道灵恩会。
April 22nd of this year was the spiritual convocation in Songshan Church.
那在三月份的时候，我们就我先生，通常呢要叫我我婆婆要传福音或叫她受洗，我就请我先生，因为他亲爱的儿子去跟他讲。
So often I rely on my husband, her dear son, to preach the gospel to my mother-in-law.
因为妈妈疼儿子嘛。
Because a mom naturally loves the son.
我先生就拿着报名表跟我婆婆，然后呢，动之以情，然后呢，妈妈，我们以后呢， 你要受洗，受洗之后呢，以后我们就可以在天国里相聚在一起了。我好想看到你，妈妈，你要跟我去天国。
So my son would play up to her and said, Mom, I really want to see you in heaven in the future. And after you get baptized, in the future, we can meet again in heaven.
我婆婆说好，她要受洗。
So she agreed, she wants to be baptized.
然后要在松山教会灵恩会的那个礼拜。
So on the week of the spiritual convocation in Songshan Church.
台北下大雨，每天都下大雨。
There was a torrential rain in Taipei every day of that week.
我婆婆那时候刚好感冒。
And my mother-in-law had a case of cold.
她跟我们说，她说受洗，这种天气怎么受洗？那个水很冷的，我受洗会感冒更加严重。
So she said, how can I get baptized in this kind of weather? If I get baptized now, I'll probably catch a cold of death.
我们跟她说，妈妈，你放心好了，你受洗的时候呢，我们教会有很多见证，受洗的时候那个水呢变暖的。
So we comfort her that don't worry, because we have many testimonies of people going into the water and the water is warm during the baptism.
而且呢，从以前我们真耶稣教会受洗只有不好变好。
And ever since the history of True Jesus Church, whoever get baptized, they will go from a worse state to a better state.
而且从来都没有变不好过。
And they have never gone from better to worse.
而且妈妈你不用担心。
So mom, don't worry.
你受洗那天呢，就算下雨也会变晴天。
On the day of your baptism, even if it's raining, it will turn into a sunny day.
我说妈妈，我们就是这样。
And this is how we are.
然后在四月二十六号那天。
On April 26th,
我婆婆打了四次电话给我。
My mother-in-law called me 4 times.
她跟我说，一直问我说，我要受洗吗？可是我感冒哎，我可以受洗吗
？She kept asking me, should I get baptized? I have a cold. Should I get baptized?
这个时候呢，我就想，如果我说妈妈你受洗没关系，她一定会觉得很紧张，她紧张她就会睡不着觉。
So I thought if I tell her, don't worry, if you just get baptized.She might react by becoming very anxious.
所以我就以退为进。
So I kind of play the opposite.
我说妈妈没关系，如果你不受洗没关系啦，那再想想看好了。
So I told her it's okay if you really don't want to get baptized. So think about it some more.
然后她说好，那我想想看。
So she said okay, I'll do that.
大概这样弄到有三次。
So about 3 times afterward.
那第四次是晚上大概七点多的时候。
First call was in 7 p.m.
他跟我说，他说、哦、我决定了。
And she said,、oh, I've set my mind.
他说外面雨下那么大，然后呢，我又感冒那么严重，那我不要受洗好了，我明天不去了。
The rain is pouring so heavily, and I have a cold, so I've decided not to get baptized tomorrow.
我听了之后呢，我想不能 push 他。
I thought I can't push her.
我想我祷告好了。
Why don't I pray?
我说好，妈妈没关系。
So I told her, Mom, it's okay.
然后我先生回来的时候，我跟他讲。
And when My husband returned. I told him this news.
其实我当我婆婆决定要受洗的时候，我们都一直在静思祷告。
Actually, when my mother-in-law had announced she wants to be baptized, we started to have fasting prayer.
那天回来，我跟我先生讲。
And I told my husband when he came home.
他说我们这样做是对的。这样如果跟妈妈说要受洗，她晚上一定要失眠，一定会很又很焦虑。
And he said, that's the right response. If we insist on her getting baptized, she might become very anxious.
他说我们明天就去他家里接他好了。
So why don't we just go and pick her up tomorrow?
我先生那天晚上一直睡不着觉。
That night, my husband could not fall asleep.
他凌晨起来祷告。
And he got up in the wee hour of the morning to pray.
然后当天亮的时候呢，台北的雨真的很大。
On the daybreak, the rain was still pouring.
然后我们要出门去接我先生的时候，对不起，出门去接我婆婆的时候。
Oh, when we drove to my mother's house to pick her up.
我先生问我一件事。
My husband asked me this.
他说雨下那么大，我们要去接妈妈吗
？The rain is pouring so heavily. Are you sure we need to pick up my mother?
其实那时候我真的心里想说，其实真的。我信心看到雨这么大，我信心真的也不足。我自己心里想说，算了，不要去。可是我又想说，可是我先生凌晨有三点又起来祷告。既然我们祷告了，就要相信神。我就想说，好，相信神好了。祷告呢，就不要怀疑，就要相信他。我就跟我先生讲说，好，我们去接妈妈。
So at first I wanted to tell him, oh, just forget the idea because the rain was pouring so heavily. But then I remember my husband had got up at 3 o'clock in the morning and prayed until daybreak. So we need to continue to place our faith in God. So I told him, let's go pick up mom.
然后我们要开车开到大概一两秒的时候，我突然说，哎，妈妈受洗还没有准备她的受洗的衣服。
Just when we were ready to leave, I just remember, oh yeah, we didn't prepare any gowns for her during the baptism.
我说我到楼上呢。
I will go upstairs to fetch it.
其实那时候我心里还在想，不可能，妈妈不可能受洗的，等一下去也是白去。
In my heart, I was thinking, it's pointless. And even if I get the clothes, she will not agree to be baptized.
可是有另外一个声音告诉我说，要相信神。你去拿就对了。
But another voice told me that you have to believe in God. Just go get the clothing.
所以我就去拿。
So I did.
然后我到我婆婆家的时候，我跟我先生讲说，你是他的儿子，他亲爱的儿子，一个是孙女，孙女跟儿子上去请妈妈下来，那我在下面祷告。
And so when we arrived, I told my husband, why don't you and the daughter go upstairs because she's very endeared to both of you, and I will stay downstairs to pray.
大概十几分钟之后，只有我先生跟我女儿下来。
So 10 minutes later, only my husband and my daughter came downstairs.
我女儿一直在哭。
My daughter was crying.
我一看就知道我婆婆，她说她不要受洗。
And just looking at that, I guess that my mother probably said she refused to be baptized.
我们就开车走了。
And we were getting ready to drive away.
大概开了大概不到几秒钟，我们又停下来。
So a few seconds after we drove away, we stopped.
我跟我先讨论说，我们不可以放弃。
I discussed with my husband and said we shouldn't give it up.
因为我婆婆呢，已经很严重了。我们知道只有主耶稣能救她。
Because we know our mom is already very seriously sick, so only Lord Jesus Christ can save her.
而且下次受洗到底还能不能受洗都不晓得。
And the next baptism is so far away, we don't even know if she can last that long.
我说我们再去试试看。
So why don't we try, give it one more try?
所以我们又回去了。
So we went back.
这次只有我先生回去。
And this time only my husband went.
我女儿一直在哭。
My daughter was in tears, continued to sob.
然后我先生又打电话给我婆婆。
And my husband called mom.
妈妈，我还是想要希望你去受洗耶。
And said, Mom, I still want you to be baptized.
那我女儿哭得好大声，好大声。
And my daughter was crying her heart out so loudly.
那我婆婆非常疼我的女儿。
And my mother-in-law really cherishes the daughter, my daughter.
然后后来电话呢，我婆婆就说好啦。
And so she softened her stance and said, fine.
所以我们就又回去接她。
So we went back and brought her.
当我先生去接我婆的时候，我心里很难过。
When we drove back and I was feeling very sad.
万一失败了呢？又是他一个人下来怎么办？
What if we end up in failure again if he comes back alone?
我想我这时候我就开始祷告。
At this time I began to pray again.
我跟主耶稣说。
I told Lord Jesus.
我说主耶稣，你是掌管一切的神。
I said, Lord Jesus, you are the Lord of all the universe.
人的心是在你手上。
Our hearts are in your hands.
求你可怜我婆婆。
Please have mercy on my mother-in-law.
怜悯她。
To show mercy to her.
我哭着跟主耶稣说，求求你，就让她今天受洗。
And I cried to Lord Jesus, saying, Please let her be baptized today.
感谢神。
我
看到我先生带着我婆婆下来。
Thank God, then I saw my husband with a mother-in-law came downstairs.
我婆婆也看到我在哭。
And my mother-in-law saw that I was in tears.
然后感谢神。
Thank God.
我婆婆受洗的时候，真的本来是下大雨。
And on the day when she was getting baptized, originally there was pouring rain.
然后那一天的天气呢，天空突然开了。
And all of a sudden, the heaven opened.
太阳整个洒下来。
And the sun streamed down.
那天气那个温度变得好暖和。
And the temperature rose, became very warm.
啊，我婆婆受洗上的时候。
And when my mother-in-law
我说妈妈
emerged from the baptismal site.
我说妈妈，那个水会冷吗？
And I asked, Mom, how was the water? Was it cold?
她笑笑说
She smiled and said
她说、哎、不会啦只有一点点啦、
No, it wasn't cold, just a little bit
那更感谢神是、最近很多姐妹都来跟我说
And I thank God because、recently a lot of sisters came to tell me、
哎、你婆婆的气色变得好好哦
That your mother-in-law's complexions are turning much better now.
他说他们都跟我说，你婆婆之前气色很难看，都是很不好，精神很不好。
Previously, she didn't look so good.
她现在那个整个精神、整个脸色都好很多。
But now her whole complexion and her outlook becomes much brighter.
在上个礼拜二。
Last Tuesday.
六月十七号。
Which is June 17.
因为我婆婆她。她就是她很依赖我。
My mother-in-law really depends on me.
我带她去诊所。
I brought her to the clinic.
那我因为那边台北的那个街道就是不好停车，所以我跟妈妈说：“妈妈，你自己走进去，我要去 parking。”
And it's hard to find a parking space in Taipei, so I told my mom, "Why don't you go into the clinic first while I find a parking?"
她说：“我没有办法自己走进去。”
She said, "I can't go in by myself."
他说你要陪我，不然我没办法，我们不行，我做不到，我没办法一个人走进去。
You need to accompany me, otherwise I can't do it. I can't do it by myself.
他的心又开始焦虑起来。
And she became, she had another panic attack.
我跟他这样，我很难过。
When I saw that, I really felt bad for her.
我跟他说，妈妈，你祷告，你祷告求主耶稣帮助你。
Mom, why don't you pray? Ask Lord Jesus to help you.
他说好。
She said, okay.
她马上就开始祷告。
She immediately began to pray.
然后她祷告，她刚才是用悟性，然后接着她就开始念哈利路亚赞美主，哈利路亚赞美主，哈利路亚赞美主。她念到路的时候，就那个舌头就开始卷起来。
At first she prayed in understanding, and then she continued. Later she began to say Hallelujah, Hallelujah, praise Lord Jesus. And then so all of a sudden the tongue began to roll by itself.
我坐在驾驶座，我听到，哎，我婆婆怎么开始讲灵言
？I was sitting in the driver's seat. And I heard, how come suddenly she's speaking in tongue?
我说妈妈你得圣灵嘞。
I said, Mom, you received the Holy Spirit.
啊，她就说有吗？我得圣灵吗？我说有，你得圣灵了。
Really? I received the Holy Spirit? Yeah, you did.
她说我最近都在跟主耶稣求主耶稣赐给我圣灵。
She said that recently I've been praying to Lord Jesus and asking Him for the Holy Spirit.
她说妈妈你这个就是圣灵，你不要再念哈利路亚，你就让你的舌头卷起来，这个就是圣灵。
So I told her that, Mom, this is the Holy Spirit. Don't say Hallelujah anymore. You just allow the Holy Spirit to continue in the prayer.
然后她就讲，她就念几句灵言给我听。
And then she spoke in tongue for me to hear.
她说这个就是圣灵哦。
She said, this is Holy Spirit.
我说妈妈是的，你得圣灵了。
I said, yeah, Mom, you did. You received the Holy Spirit.
然后很感谢神，我们这次出来旅游。
And thank God, this time when we came abroad for travel.
我妈妈说她都在为我们祷告。
My mother said that she's been praying for us.
那更感谢神。
And thank God even more.
我婆婆在要受洗之前。
Before she was baptized.
她以前都说我很不孝。
Previously she always said that I didn't show her any respect.
她最近常常跟她的亲戚朋友说。
And recently she often tell her relatives and friends.
也跟她的儿子说。
And even her own sons.
她说我这个儿子很孝顺。
That my daughter-in-law really honors me.
我真的很感谢我们慈爱的主耶稣，全能的又奇妙的主耶稣。
I really thank our Almighty and wonderful Lord Jesus Christ.
他将我心中的苦楚。
He has taken away all the suffering in my heart.
变成喜乐。
And turn it into joy.
因为他的怜悯。
Because of her age.
我婆婆她得到救恩。
My mother-in-law received salvation.
我接着要做我第二个见证。
Now my second testimony.
就是之前我都一直不能够生育。
Which is previously I was not able to conceive.
刚其实刚开始受洗成为基督徒的时候，我都知道说要祷告。
When I first became Christian and was baptized, I understood that I need to pray.
是的，我也是有跟主耶稣求要。求主耶稣赏赐我能够生育，能够有小孩。
And indeed, I have prayed to Lord Jesus to grant me the ability to conceive and give birth.
一年、两年、三年过去了。
One year, three years passed.
一直都没有消息。
But nothing turned of it.
我开始抱怨神。
I began to grumble to God.
主耶稣，我知道你是全能的神，你只要你愿意，我一定可以怀孕的。你为什么不让我生育
？Lord Jesus, I know that you're the Almighty God. As long as you're willing, I can conceive. Why don't you allow me to conceive?
可是抱怨久了，我发现说，因为有时候在经文里，神会透过经句或是传道的道理跟我说，我抱怨是不对的。
But through the Bible reading and also sermons, I realized that complaining is not the right attitude.
那我想说，那到底要怎么样，我的祷告神才会垂听
？So I began to wonder, how can I pray in a way that God will answer it?
大概在2002年的时候
，About 2002,
我看到一本书
，I read this book,
就是谢长老。讲的说要怎么祷告才能让神去听到而且应允。
It was written by Elder Shea. It talks about how we can pray in order to get our prayers answered.
然后我看了之后呢，我就把他那个方法记下来。
So after reading this book, I wrote down this method.
然后我就想说，圣经上不是有很多的例子吗？那我找找看有没有什么例子。
So, and I also thought to myself, there are many examples in the Bible. So let me look around what examples there are.
首先我看到的是
The first example
马太福音的第八章
It's in Matthew chapter 8.
有一个长大麻风的来到主耶稣面前
There was a person with a leprosy who came before Christ.
然后他看到主耶稣就跟主耶稣说
And when he saw Lord Jesus, he said,
他说主啊主若肯，必能叫我洁净了。
Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
而且上面还讲说，大麻风长大麻风来拜主耶稣说，主，你若肯，必能叫我洁净。
And this leper came and worshipped Jesus Christ.
我心里想，当时的世代很多人都长大麻风，为什么独独他愿意到主耶稣的面前来拜他，然后求他帮助呢
？So I thought to myself, in those days there were lots of leper people.How come this was the only person who was willing to come before and worship Jesus Christ?
我想说我要学他。
So I thought, this is a person I can emulate.
我要把我的困难交在神面前，我要拜他，我要求他帮助我。
I'm going to place my trouble before Christ and ask him to resolve it for me.
接着我看撒母耳记上的那个哈拿。
Then I look at the example of Hannah in 1 Samuel.
哈拿也是一直都不能生育。
Hannah was one who cannot conceive for a long time.
她每天都在哭。
She's in tears each day.
吃不下饭。
And she had no appetite.
其实我跟她的心情几乎是差不多的。
And actually, I could really sympathize with what she was going through.
然后可是呢，哈拿做的一件事情就是倾心吐意。她在神面前倾心吐意，她都没有放弃，她常常跟神祷告，而且倾心吐意。
But there's one thing that Hannah did, which was rather unique, is she never complained, and she just brought her worry before God, and just pour out her heart before God.
当以利跟她说，你可以平平安安地回去。
When Prophet Eli told her that you can go back in peace.
然后呢，哈拿马上就改变了。
And Hannah immediately transformed herself.
圣经上说，哈拿呢走出去之后呢，他说呢，他脸上不带愁容，而且开始吃饭。
And the Bible says that once she walked out, she was no longer troubled in her appearance, and she began to eat.
我就在想，我的祷告，哈拿这样的出去，然后不带，他没有面带愁容出去，然后又吃饭，这代表说他一种交托，他相信了以利的话。
And when it occurred to me that because she was no longer saddened, and she also began to eat. That shows that she believed in God's word.
可是我不是，我每次祷告完了，我还是忧忧愁愁的。
But I wasn't anything like that, because after the prayer, I was still sunken in worry and in sadness.
吃不下饭。
And I could not eat.
我没有交托。
I did not fully entrust to God.
我没有相信。
I did not believe in God.
所以我告诉我自己，我要学哈拿。
So I told myself that I need to learn from Hannah.
每当我祷告完的时候呢，我就告诉我自己，我已经跟主耶稣说了，主耶稣他知道了。好了，等一下我可以做我的事情，可以去吃我的饭，这样子，不要再去想我会不会怀孕的事情。
So I told myself that after the prayer is done, I have fully entrusted my concern to God. I can just go on to do other stuff and I can eat and so forth. Don't think about that being conceived again.
那刚开始的那一年,
so in the initial year,
都没有, 还是没有消息,
there is still no good news.
而是我学会了一件事,
but I learned this thing.
我跟主耶稣说,
told Lord Jesus,
主耶稣, 我谢谢你没有让我怀孕。
Lord Jesus, thank you for not allowing me to conceive.
我知道你有你最美好的旨意。
I know you have your good will.
可是主耶稣祈求, 求求你让我下个月怀孕。
Lord Jesus, please allow me to be conceived the next month.
那很感谢神在2002年的时候。
But, and thank God.
2003年。
Thank God in 2003.
10月份的时候在教会的一个月步道跟安息日的一那一天。
In October, which is during an evangelical night.
然后要祷告的时候我本来要一样跟一样要求主耶稣让我有小孩。
In the prayer, I was about to pray in the same usual routine, asking Lord Jesus to grant me a conception.
然后我想说求这么久了这么多年都没有了可能是神不要让真的是就是让我没有孩子算了我心里想算了不要再求了。
So I thought after all these years of prayer,And maybe it's not God's will for me to conceive.
可是在我心中有一突然有一个意念告诉我说，祷告不要放弃。
But suddenly there was a thought that came into my mind that says, "Do not give up hope in the prayer."
我说我马上自己告诉自己说，对，祷告不能放弃，所以我就跪下来开始祈求。
And I agree with that thought and said, "Oh, yeah, I shouldn't give up." So I knelt down and continued to pray.
我那次祈求，我跟主耶稣说。
And during that prayer, I asked Lord Jesus,
主耶稣，请你可怜我。
Lord Jesus, please have pity on me.
请你让我能够生育。
Allow me to conceive.
我这样一讲完。
The moment I said that.
台湾有除了放圣经的店，还有柜店，整个开始，因为我圣灵很充满，整个开始就像摇动，晃得很厉害。
In Taiwan, those pews have another separate kneeling stool, so.After I started to pray like that, the whole thing, the whole chair pew start to vibrate.
那很感谢神，我终于怀孕生，主耶稣赏赐我一个很可爱的女儿。
And thank God, Lord finally granted me a very adorable daughter.
那在我怀孕第将近五个月的时候。
So about the fifth month into the pregnancy.
其实我先生我们刚回台湾时候，我先生在租科工作。
And when we first went back to Taiwan, my husband was working in a technology park.
那因为常常就是加班到很晚。
And he often had to work very late into the night.
我先生的脚的病发作了。
And my husband's old disease in his legs.
就是在2001年的时候，我们到夏威夷。
Had a relapse because in 2001 we went to Hawaii.
他在海滩走的时候被那个巨浪给冲倒了。
While we were walking on the beach, there was a huge wave that came by and smashed into him.
就是撞到他的那个髋骨，就是俗称的那个大转子，就是我们的骨盆腔跟我们的大腿连接那个地方，那个这个地方，他撞到了。
And that wave hit him right on the waist, right by the socket of the bone into the waist.
那有一次他骑脚踏车去上课的时候呢，他跌倒又撞在。跌在同样一个地方。
And there was one time when he was riding a bicycle, he fell at the same spot.
那我们都没有去理会他，因为想说没什么关系。
And we didn't pay too much attention to it, thinking that it was no big deal.
然后一直到我们回台湾的时候
，until we
他的病发作了。
Until we went back to Taiwan, suddenly that wound relapsed.
刚开始我们去看西医。
At first we went to Western medicine.
西医就是打类固醇嘛。
So they injected.
类固醇。
Steroid, yeah. They injected steroids.
然后，可是大家都知道类固醇对身体不好，很伤身体嘛。
Well, we know steroids are very harmful to our body.
然后，所以他的同事就介绍他去看中医。
So he was introduced to.Visit some Chinese medicine doctors.
就是针灸啦，推拿啦，吃药啊，都试过了。
So through massaging, through acupuncture, and taking herbal medicine,
都没有效。
But none of them worked.
而且还越来越严重。
And he became even worse.
他常常痛到，他是这样跟我形容，他说他是酸、抽、麻痛，晚上是 痛醒过来。
And he says he was in such pain, such intense pain that he would wake up in the middle of the night.
到后来呢，他要上车，就是我们要坐车的时候，他腿不能够这样的弯，他要把他的腿这样拿起来，然后放到车子里面去。他没有办法像这样，我们这样就是坐下不行。他要把他用手两只手扶起来，放进去，他才有办法放进去。
So at one point, his disease was so severe that when he goes into the car, he had to physically pick up his leg and put the leg into the car.
然后有一次他去上班的时候，我看到他的背影。
And one day when he was going to work, I saw him from his back.
我看到他是这样走路的，他的脚没有办法直接，因为他很痛，所以他没有办法，他的脚底板没有办法去压住的地板，因为他一压住就会碰到他那个神经，他就会痛，所以他走路这样一摆一摆一摆的这样走。看了之后很难过。
Because he cannot fully place his foot on the ground, and he had to wobble as he walked.
其实我断断续续都有在为他这个事情祷告。
And I have been praying and interceding for my husband.
直到有一天。
Until one day.
我在睡觉，他把我摇醒。
I was sleeping and he woke me up.
他说：“老婆，我好痛，我已经好几天没好好睡觉，你可以帮我按摩一下。你大家都知道我之前有学过中医嘛，所以会有一些那个推拿。
And he said, "Oh, I'm in such pain. Can you massage me? Because previously I studied Oriental medicine, so I know how to massage."
当我在那个中医学院的时候呢，我们的老师有告诉过我说，其实大转子如果受伤呢，是不会好的。
And when I was in studying as a Chinese medical student, and my teacher told me that this kind of disease actually would not recover.
我一直不敢跟他说，我心里很难过。
I dare not to break this news to my husband because I was very sad.
那当我帮他按摩好的时候，他就睡着了。
So after I massaged him, he fell asleep.
那我回想说，我们老师说不能好，我心里很难过。
And as I remember my professor's words that this kind of case will never get well, I was so sad.
西医也看过，中医也看过。现在谁都没有办法医治他，怎么办？
Because we've been to Western and Oriental medicine, and now it's useless. What do we do?
看他那么痛苦，我也很难过，很痛苦，我也跟他一样痛苦。
Seeing my husband in such pain, I too was also in great distress.
所以我就到另外一个房间去祷告。
I went to another room to pray.
那一天大概是两点多了，凌晨两点多的时候。
So about 2 a.m. in the morning.
我那天非常非常的专心。
I was very focused in my prayer.
我跟主耶稣说
Oh Lord Jesus.
我说主耶稣，求你怜悯，怜悯患者，求你医治他。
Lord, please have mercy and heal him.
我就是很简单，因为我知道我们的病痛，我们的一切，神早就都知道了。
So my prayer was very simple because I know that God is fully aware of our pains.
在祷告中，我一直叫主耶稣的名字，主耶稣，主耶稣，主耶稣，请你帮助，就这样子。
And in my prayer, I just kept saying, repeating, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, please help us, please help us.
大概在祷告将近二十分的时候
So about 20 minutes into the prayer,
我看到了一个异象
I saw a vision.
我看到我自己走进一个花园
I saw myself walking into a garden.
然后主耶稣就坐在一个花园里面那他是那个花园里面有一个圆桌子
And I saw that in the garden there was a round table.
主耶稣正在看一本书。
And Lord Jesus was sitting by the table and reading a book.
然后主耶稣他用意念的问我说：“你要求什么？”
And using his thought, he told me, "What are you asking for?"
我说：“主耶稣，求你医治患身的脚。”
And I told him, "Lord Jesus, please heal my husband's legs."
当我祈求完了，那个异象就不见了。
And after I made my request, that vision disappeared.
然后我知道主耶稣会医治。我现在我就感谢，然后就结束祷告。
So with that, I knew that God will heal my husband, so I gave thanks and finished my prayer.
隔天早上，我跟我先生说，我看到的这个异象。
Next morning, I told my husband about the vision I saw.
我跟他说，主耶稣已经医好你了，你不要怀疑。
Lord Jesus has already healed you. Don't doubt.
因为圣经上说，相信就得着。
Because the Bible tells us that believe and you will receive.
你要是怀疑呢，这个恩典就没了。
If you doubt, then you will not receive.
真的很感谢神。
And thank God.
我现在的脚真的就被主耶稣医治了。
My husband's leg was healed by Lord Jesus just like that.
正常走路，跟正常人，正常的人一样。
And he can walk normally just like you and I.
我在这里呢，做最后的这个感言，就是我们每一个人都遇到，就像我说的困苦、患难、病痛。
So each one of us will inevitably encounter difficulties, sufferings, and setbacks.
我们都不要害怕。
Don't be afraid when we encounter them.
透过祷告。
Through prayers.
祈求。
And requests.
神一定会帮助我们。
God will definitely help us.
主耶稣是我们在天上的父。
Lord Jesus is our Father in heaven.
我们爱我们的儿女。
We love our children.
我们的天父也爱我们。
And our Heavenly Father also loves us.
我们有困难，他等着我们去求告他。
If we have problems, He's waiting for us to present our problems to Him.
他就在我们旁边，他要帮助我们。
He's standing right next to us, ready to help us.
愿一切的尊贵荣耀都归给我们在天上的主耶稣，阿门。
May all the glory and honor be unto our Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. Amen.